Without workers' comp, Chuy Duarte might never have received the care he needed to survive his catastrophic workplace injuries. Texas Mutual was there for him every step of the way, helping him get back on his feet, back on the job, and into the gym. Watch Chuy's story at WorkSafeTexas.com/Chuy.
You know, the expansion, the growth in North Texas and in the economy, I guess all over the U.S., continues. And there's a lot of money flowing out there. PNC, which is the Pittsburgh-based major banking concern, Old Line Bank, has had a presence down here for a good long while, but they've been growing that presence. And in order to do that, Brendan McGuire has been named the regional president of PNC for Dallas-Fort Worth, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, David.
So is this going to – you're not going to top this thing out, right? This is not the last 15 minutes of a two-hour Easter egg hunt, is it?
It is not.
The expansion continues?
The expansion continues, and we're laying the groundwork for the next 50, 100 years here in Dallas.
So tell me what your interest is, because you're not – you don't want my Christmas Club account.
We might fairly soon. I don't know if you saw the news recently, but we've announced a plan to digitally expand our retail franchise nationally.
Really?
So we will have eventually some branch presence here in Dallas.
And ATMs and drive-thrus?
Potentially. The plans are still being finalized. But we realize we can capture a retail market share through the digital channel. Over 60% of our clients don't even set foot in our branches. So what we've realized is we've got an amazing product with Virtual Wallet, which is our retail kind of fintech technology that can be scaled nationally.
It's taken a long time for this to happen. We've had, you've had bill pay and stuff like that for a long time, but it seems like it's soaring now, and it's ubiquitous, this, whether it's Venmo or Apple Pay, or I guess the banks are all, you guys are probably using, what is it, Zelle or Zelle?
Zelle, yep.
And Zelle's another way to move money around.
It is. In fact, Zelle is real time, whereas Venmo has a delay to the credits and the debits. So, we invested in a company that built the framework for Zelle, and it's going great. And we're actually moving Zelle into business to business payments as well.
And that's really where your concentration is in business, right?
That's right. We're the fifth largest corporate bank in the country. A lot of people don't realize that. So, corporate banking, what we define as the middle market, commercial lending through kind of small, mid-sized companies to large corporations is in our DNA. We're really good at it. And so that's the basis for our expansion here in Dallas and the other expansion markets. In fact, recently we were named as number one in overall satisfaction in the middle market by Greenwich for middle market banking. So that's the focus of our recent announced expansion. We've announced Dallas, Minneapolis, and Kansas City, and then we've also announced Houston, Nashville, and Denver.
Are you all helped? I know the small banks and some of the regional banks have been helped about this talk about deregulation and making it a little less onerous, some of the regulation that came out of the 2008-2009 crisis. But is it going to make it easier for you to do business?
I think not much will change for us. I think, obviously, we think there's certain rules that should not apply to us as they do to the top four banks. But, we've adopted the way we go to market. We've adopted the way we operate. And those are the rules, and we work with them. I think the regulatory framework being changed helps our clients. And so we see that in their psychology every single day. They just have a refreshed perspective. I think you're seeing that in the job numbers. You're seeing that in the economic numbers. Durables are up, et cetera. And it's because the psychology has changed. So that kind of regulatory framework that the current administration is lifting or changing is having an impact.
Yeah, but beyond that, it seems like money's flowing again out of confidence. I think 08 and 09 were more shocking to the fiscal system, I guess, than I think anybody knew at the time. And that it seems like that memory has lingered. On the part of borrowers, they're reluctant to borrow because they don't know if, we're going to go back in the tank. And by the same token, I would guess the same thing for lenders, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, one thing about PNC, what we try to do is be very consistent. And we want to be the best bank to our clients through the cycle. So we're not the most aggressive bank. We take a very pragmatic approach to risk management. But you're right. I mean, those memories were only 10 years ago. So we always had to think about them and approach each and individual lending decision with that in mind.
We went through that in Texas in the 80s and lost every local, every regional, every state bank, and every SNL along the way. And I think there was a corporate memory that kind of carried over that may have helped us in 08 and 09. I would guess that going forward from 08 and 09, they're still going to be talking about this 20 years from now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The same way they do about the airline industry, right?
Yep, they're finally coming around. So what are you doing? Are you building buildings? Are you financing apartment houses? Or just helping businesses on cash flow?
We're doing all the above, really. We've been in Dallas for over 20 years, as I think you might have known, with our commercial real estate practice, which really focuses on developers, and then as well as multifamily, so apartments and condominium projects. We also have our asset-based lending group, which has also been here for a long time. But our recent announced expansion is for corporate banking, and that's really on the cash flow side, where we lend to companies based on their enterprise value and try to extend credit solutions to them, among other banking products that help them achieve their strategic objectives.
So how do you compete? I mean, I would have thought an overbanked community. By the same token, it keeps expanding, so maybe that can't be. But how do you – I mean, you can't compete just on interest rates or something.
Yeah, exactly. We compete through ideas. You know, our culture and our DNA is focused around solving problems for our clients with solutions. And sometimes those solutions aren't products we offer. So we try to build teams of bankers who can really think as business owners think and really help them solve problems. We feel if we bring good ideas and we have dialogue with our clients that are focused on their business, not so much the banking stuff, that over time we will build deep relationships and then the success will come out of that. Yes, we have products, we have lending products, we have cash management products, which we're really good at, but it all comes down to fundamentally, what is the client trying to do, what are they trying to solve, and how can we be a part of it?
And I know you all, I talked to your predecessor about, you were sort of raising your profile right here. I guess you get involved in, I don't know, underwriting, you know, fund runs and charities and that sort of thing. How do you make a presence?
Well, we invest in three core tenets in our business model. Number one, our talent. Number two, our clients. And number three, the community. So the big differentiator with this expansion market from where we've been before here in Dallas is really investing more into the community and elevating our presence. And we have three core tenets there. We have early childhood education, we have the arts and culture, and we have economic development. So we've announced significant investments, over $1 million in the last 12 months in the community and in those three areas. I think you know about our AT&T or the PNC Members Lounge at the AT&T Performing Arts Center.
Yes, that's right.
We also have made investments in the Momentous Institute Child Care Group in Early Matters Dallas.
All great causes. Well, look, we welcome you from we've saved you from Atlanta. You're going to love. I think you're going to love North Texas. It's a lot of fun here. Brendan McGuire is the new regional president and head of corporate banking for PNC. It's good to have you here.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.